I'm a Boy Scout. When Ecken Smith ran second in the Derby last July, I was standing at the corner of the street. A fella dressed in uniform could easily see that I was standing at the corner of the street. He treated me and told me that the country wanted men in lifeguard clothes. He said I'd look a treat. He gave to me a shilling and I signed my name, and then I was standing at the corner of the street. And for standing at the corner of the street, they dressed me up with spurs upon my feet. They put me on a horse's back to teach me how to ride. When I fell off, the riding master came to me and cried, "However did you come to be a soldier?" I replied, "I was standing at the corner of the street." You know, it wants a bit of doing to stand at corner like I do. Anybody can't do it. No. Now, once when I was quite a lad, instead of going to school, I was standing at the corner of the street. I landed there at 10 o'clock. I'd made it quite a rule to be standing at the corner of the street. The teacher came and caught me. I fair trembled at the knees. "You were late again," then kicked me with his feet. Said he, "Tell me the reason why." So I said, "If you please, I was standing at the corner of the street." And for standing at the corner of the street, "In store for you," he said, "I've got a treat." Then he laid me on a foreman with his cane. He gave a frown. He put some stripes upon me pants. They were pink, red, white and brown. And after that, for many a day, instead of sitting down, I was standing at the corner of the street. Bronchitis. I could do with a strengthening bottle. As usual, the other day, instead of going a walk, I was standing at the corner of the street. Two men came rushing up to me with faces white as chalk. I was standing at the corner of the street. They said a bullet just escaped. It was absolutely mad. He'd knocked a dozen policemen off their feet. "There's only one man strong enough to catch that bull," they said, "and he's standing at the corner of the street." I was standing at the corner of the street. I said to them, "We'll soon stop his retreat. One of you must stand, you see, and show him something red. The other, he must grab his horn and hang on to his head." So they both said, "Where will you be?" So I turned around and said, "I'll be standing at the corner of the street."